She would take fresh apples and cut them up, and then put a whole lot of sugar and butter and crushed in a deep pan and cook them. Right big deep pan.
I always put a bottom crust in it, and then a crust on top. And I always try to have my pies about that deep, but always they have some juice.
Yeah, you like a lot of juice in
it. Well, a dry pie ain't good. Mm-hmm. Now, you want something good, you take eggs and ham. You boil your ham. And then you take and pour it in a pan, and you break your eggs in there, and then you put just a few dumplings in there, and then put a crust on top of it.
Now, that's that a ham pie?
Ham and egg.
Ham and egg pie.
My daddy loved them. Oh, and this one do too.
You just like to make them. When somebody has a good appetite, likes to eat a lot, you say he really can put away the
groceries.
Do that. What they call this? A sweet liquid that you pour over pudding. If you had milk or cream mixed with sugar and you poured it over a pie.
Well, that's when they're dry, honey, and that gives it moist.
Well, what is that? What do you call that when you mix up the sugar and flour and milk and make a creamy stuff? What do you call it?
Well, that means an icing.
An icing. Mm-hmm. What do you usually drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
Okay. Use instant or fruit?
I use the Louisiana. I don't like this instant coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Me and him, we buy this in red looking packages, pounds of bags, or 2 pounds, and it's Louisiana, this ground.
Yeah, it's loud. I always like Louisiana coffee. What do you usually drink when you're thirsty?
Well, I tell you about me, I drink water. And the doctors told me not to drink water that you had to put ice in. Because it said that morning didn't sit well. It helped gas me. See? And I'm, me and him both awful about getting gas.
What do you drink water out of?
A glass.
And if a glass fell off the table, you would say it
broke.
It didn't flow hard enough, right.
I've broken up.
When you cook your food in the middle of the day and you want to fix it at night, what do you do to it?
Soup.
All right. And sometimes when you had more than you could eat for Sunday dinner on Monday, you'd say you were having what kind of food?
Well, I'll tell you what I do. I bought containers. You've seen them. Buck comes in some of them.
The plastic dish.
Yes. And I put them in there and put the lid on it and put them in the freezer.
But if you didn't eat it then and you're going to have another meal, the next time you have it, we'll say, well, today we'll have an hour.
Well, we sometimes do that, and sometimes if you don't want that, you let that sit there and cook something else.
And the food that you're eating from another meal, you call your...
Well, sometimes it froze.
Your leftover food. So we're having our warmed overs, our leftovers.
Yeah.
When you put food in your mouth, then you begin to...
chew it.
To get ready to eat it. This is something there, I didn't know about that other dish they were talking about made with meal, but I know about this one, and you might too. It's sort of a pudding made from cornmeal where you put the water on the stove, and when it's boiling, you pour meal in it on the stove.
Gruel.